Let's go south, young man. Horace Greeley headed wrong. Let's go south and visit with South Dakota State University Extension field agronomist David Karkey. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Mick.
Well, it is full speed ahead. We had a little bit of rain in parts of central South Dakota, but are the soybean combiners just going hot and heavy again today?
Yes, they are. And I was actually in the south central part of South Dakota in Douglas County during the weekend, and we did have some sprinkle. And yesterday, east of Mitchell, when I was driving back home, we got some rain, but what I've heard today was it wasn't a big deal. So I think guys are going back into full swing today. I mean, if some parts got, you know, interrupted today, but they have a good day tomorrow. But again, they're talking rain on Wednesday, so we can't really fight with Mother Nature, so we just have to work with it.
Yeah, she fights with us, but we're not allowed to fight with hers.
Yeah, never ever.
Yeah. So are the yields, like, producers pleasantly surprised, happy, a little above, below average? What are they telling you?
Well, you give me the range, you know, pleasantly surprised or happy. I mean, depends on who you talk to. There are folks who are pleasantly surprised, and there are folks who are happy. I haven't found any, you know, displeased person yet.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That is very good. So that means they're not displeased, right?
No, not that I have met anybody yet. And yield-wise, we're running anywhere from mid-40s to all the way up to the 60s.
Wow.
So that's compared to, you know, state average in the last few years. It's above average. Unless there are some pockets always, you know, they suffer, you know, little pockets who tend to suffer from, you know, moisture conditions. But other than that, overall, pretty good.
Excellent. And is, I guess we got the crop report coming out here in a little over an hour. What is your ballpark estimate on how far the soybean harvest and corn harvests are?
Corn, I think people gotten some high moisture corn, but I don't know if the actual grain corn has been out yet. But it looks pretty good, but some of the leaves are still green, so I think a good hard frost would not do any bad anymore. Even in terms of soybean, there are some folks who planted the longer season beans. Their pods and even the seeds are dry enough, but the stems are still has that little, you know, green tint to it. So that green color might, you know, plug up the combine and other machinery issues, but overall looking pretty good. But I haven't found anybody who has around my area who has taken this corn out. But in terms of percentage, I don't like the, you know, just to overshoot or undershoot anything. But by the end of this week, given how much rain we get, you know, on Wednesday, we should be close to 80-90% of the beans taken out.
All right, good. That's basically got to call it almost done. Can't stick a fork in it just yet, but almost done.
Yeah, and south side of our state, you know, they are. I mean, when I was driving down south on 81 on Saturday, most of the bean fields were going heavy, and even right now I'm actually in the middle of the cornfield. So when I was driving to my cooperator's field here, you know, which is not very far from Watertown, so it's still in northeast part of the state, quite a bit of soybean fields were out, and some of the folks have even started some fall operations.
So I am indeed talking to a man outstanding in his field.
Yep.
Yeah. So where in South Dakota are you standing right now, David?
I am about 5 miles west of Clark.
All right.
And so it's not far from 212.
Okay. Grab the closest cob and tell me what you see. What does it look like and why?
The field that I'm right now it's a little greenish than other fields around. And I'm still waiting for the guy who owns the field. He would probably tell me, you know, why it is. Maybe he planted some later ones. It's close to close to physiological maturity, or close to black layer. It's not black layer yet.
Mm-hmm.
but very close.
Now, any tip back on the Cobs, or are they full out to the end?
The milk line is towards the full, yeah. Uh-huh. It's been another 2 to 3 weeks.
All right. Well, no rush then.
This particular field, yeah.
Yeah. And the yield looks pretty good. I mean, the stand, very. Guess on the plant population per acre, what do you think he's got there?
Oh, I think he's got about 32, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure. Well, I mean, just asking you to ballpark it. So, yeah, then that's what it is. It's pretty close to 32.
The stand looks very good. And, you know, yield-wise, again, talking about yield, it should yield above average.
All right. Well, a lot of times, I think this spring, South Dakota finished their corn planting ahead of most everybody else in the whole USA. And so that should lead to an earlier than normal corn harvest. But, again, without a frost, things might be kind of dragging along a little bit. So.
Yeah, indeed. A good frost would actually help this time around.
Indeed. All right, David Carkey, South Dakota State University agronomist, extension agronomist. Thanks a lot for giving us an in-field report. Sure appreciate it, David.
Thank you very much, Mac.
All right, you bet. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah.
Bye now.